the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the family of a police officer who died after the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot is speaking out after President Trump pardoned around 1,500 people charged in the riot. Brian Sicknick's family calls the pardon an undoing of justice. They say the man who assaulted Sicknick with a deadly weapon and his accomplice have been pardoned. Sicknick, a Capitol Police officer from New Jersey, died a day after the riot from natural causes following two strokes. The D.C. Medical Examiner's Office previously said, quote, all that transpired played a role in his condition in reference to the riot. The president has promised to release a report on those drones that started flying over New Jersey last November. That report has yet to be released. However, drones can be flown again in parts of New Jersey following the expiration of several bans.
The FAA temporarily banned drones in dozens of Garden State towns late last year, citing security reasons. Rampant sightings started in November, including over sensitive locations like President Trump's golf club in Bedminster. The drone no-fly order expired in 22 towns on Friday and 28 over the weekend, many of which are near power stations, rail lines, and larger cities like Jersey City and Camden. State and federal officials have said the drones pose no threat and that they belong to commercial companies, hobbyists, or law enforcement, but many residents still aren't convinced. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy is highlighting his efforts to continue expanding free pre-K and full-day kindergarten across New Jersey. Governor Murphy says the number of New Jersey school districts offering full-day pre-K has grown by 350% over the past 7 years.
But we're not done yet. And we will not rest until every school district provides free full-day pre-K to every child in New Jersey.
He says this educational investment saves parents money by offering them a free and safe environment to leave their child at during the workday. New Jersey drivers are getting whacked with a spike in gas prices. In just a week, the cost for a regular shot up 15 cents in many places, now selling for well over $3 a gallon. Just last week, prices lingered about $2.99. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Elected officials in Bergen County are investigating the American Dream Mall, which has been breaking blue laws, stating that its retail stores should be closed on Sundays. County officials have reached out to the state's attorney general's office to see how to go about enforcement. The law bars the sale of non-essential items on Sundays in Bergen County. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 538 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There is a chance of a few snowflakes tonight. A storm system passing by could just clip New Jersey's southern coast with a snow shower. I'll even say someone could end up with a fresh dusting or coating on the ground, but that's it. Very limited, very minor. Best chance of a snow shower will be around Cape May, Atlantic, and Ocean counties this evening. Then clearing skies late tonight and frigid temperatures. Lows will dip into the single digits for most of the state. Tomorrow stays very cold. Sunny skies, highs back in the upper teens. Thursday, a little bit better, a little bit warmer. Upper 20s with sun and clouds. Friday, look for mostly sunny skies with highs around the freezing mark in the lower 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City 21, Woodbridge 18, Pemberton is also 18. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. Owning the Audi of your dreams just got a little easier at Ray Katina Audi Freehold. Get financing as low as 0.99% on select 2024 models available up to 60 months to qualified buyers with AFS credit approval. Ends February 3rd.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.